are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, the horrible Oregon shopping mall shooting that occurred yesterday has left three people dead. Two people were killed by the gunman. Gunman wounded a third, then he took his own life. The third that he wounded, from what I understand, she is doing okay. She's a teenager. And from what I understand, a 15-year-old girl, I think the bullet went, bruised her lung, but it missed any vital organs and missed her ribs. They do say she's going to need two more operations. I'd like to know exactly what is going on so I can explain it better, but she's stable and so far so good. But, I mean, how scary. Didn't this happen in Omaha a few years back? Wasn't there a shooting in a mall? I don't remember if it was Christmas time or not. But that's some pretty frightening stuff. I mean, what is going on with these psychos deciding to, you know, be on a death wish and then take a bunch of people with them? Now, I realize this could have been so much worse. This could have been way worse. I understand there were kids just lined up to see Santa, and the mall had thousands of people. I understand that. But still, nobody should be dying. Nobody should be wounded. Nobody should be shot. All right, and this happened in the Portland suburb of Happy Valley. Now, from what I understand, many of the employees were already pretty well versed on what to do. They knew how to do lockdown and knew how to evacuate, etc. But most of the shoppers, they were hiding behind clothes racks. I mean, they didn't know what to do. And remember, these shots getting fired, it doesn't sound like a lot of times what you hear in the movies. It sounds like firecrackers. Just remember, you hear firecrackers, assume it's gunfire and get down. Some of these guns, some of these pistols, it's quite, I know he had a rifle. And, they don't know why. They think it was rampant. They don't think he was trying to kill anybody on purpose. They think he just decided to go in and shoot up the place before he killed himself. Another reminder that this year was a very bloody year. Right, with the Colorado shooting. You know, like I had said earlier, this show, if you have a death wish and you want to leave and you're a coward enough where you want to commit suicide and take a gun to your head, don't take anybody else with you. Don't terrorize people. Don't be shooting kids. Don't be killing men and women. Don't, the innocent bystanders. If you're going to leave, then leave. But don't take anybody with you. So as we get more information, we will let you know. But still scary stuff. Our hearts are with those who lost loved ones. Michigan had passed the right to work legislation, and Michigan is now a right to work state. Of course, there's protests. Those are going to be going on for a while. It was very interesting. Many of you had weighed in, emailed or called in, kind of telling me, you know, what the pros and cons are of this. And you know, interesting where one of you had actually worked for a union, you know, for many years and said, you know, many times the union actually protects you from getting fired in some pretty, you know, common but extreme cases. One of our callers, his message was kind of garbled because of the cell phone he was using, so we couldn't play it. But he had said that a good friend of his lost his job after 15 years of service because the boss's the boss's son just graduated high school and he wanted to give the kid a job. So right to work states, even though it makes a lot of sense to us non-union people, why would you force somebody who's non-union to pay union dues or close up jobs in this horrible recession to only union members? I mean, it makes sense for a state to be right to work. I mean, I live in a right to work state, you know, and we were talking about, you know, what would the advantages be? I mean, why would people want to be in a non right to work state? You know, if they were non-union, you'd think more states would follow. But for those of you that have seen the bullcrap that has happened, and many of which I've discussed on the show, people getting fired before the pension kicks in, the union protects that. So even though unions originally were formed to protect people where those protections are already in place government-wise. We're talking about how, you know, back in the Industrial Revolution, I mean, people were dying on the job. There were injuries. People working 14-hour days, even though a lot of us still, I mean, I was working 36-hour days in the hospital. I mean, you know, some of us, we still are doing that. But you know, unions were formed to protect employees from a lot of these things that the government already protects you from. But what is still going on, and even more so today than in the past, which is why unions are still attracting people, is, you know, you're getting fired very easily now. And without much, account taken into the loyalty you've given, you know, to the company. Now, again, I'm not, I, you know, pro-union state. I mean, I live in a right-to-work state. To me, I don't think anybody should be forced to pay union dues or jobs being made unavailable because they won't form a union and pay dues. To me, that just bothers me. But I do understand why there are unions. I get that. I mean, you could be with the company for years, and like we saw with this recession, you get fired. And it didn't matter all the good work you've done. It doesn't matter. So, you know, that job security is important. But what kind of job security did Hostess have? All right? Those union workers are out of a job. All right? If a Hostess is going under like we think it is, being in a union didn't protect you 100% from unemployment. All right? There's a chance that your being a union caused you to lose that job, because the union just wouldn't negotiate to the necessity that Hostess needed. And apparently the decision was made that no job is better than any job. And Hostess is filing for bankruptcy and closing its doors, which, again, just horrifies most of us who have used Hostess to get through, you know, life's, you know, battles day in and day out. I got to tell you, that Ho-Ho was my best friend. When I got dumped, it was the Ho-Ho that cheered me up. When I had to take my SATs, it was the Ho-Ho that gave me energy. Ho-Ho was like my Ted. You know that movie Ted? That was my Ho-Ho. Susie Q was good, not as tasty as the Ho-Ho. Ding Dongs helped, but it was the Ho-Ho that propped me up and, you know, got me going that day. So I'm sad. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Christmas Carol. By candlelight, please come on for Christmas. Please come on.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 12, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17.1480. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.5726, $878.63 for a half ounce, or $439.31 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.5726, $878.63, and $439.31.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun Oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, it sounds like people are getting duped repeatedly by fish owners and merchants and sellers, etc., where apparently a group has found that 60% of retailers and eateries in New York have incorrectly labeled seafood. But it's not just that you're getting duped by eating a less expensive type. Some of these fish could be a health hazard. Apparently, they say nearly 3 in 5 New York City grocery stores and restaurants that sell seafood have mislabeled it, substituting varieties that could cause health problems. Now, this study comes from the ocean conservation group Oceana. And they said 39% of the fish obtained for the study was inaccurately identified. They say sometimes cheap fish is substituted for more expensive varieties, or plentiful species will be substituted for those that are scarce. Now, they say forensic DNA analysis, according to Mail Online, revealed 58% of 81 New York retailers and eateries sampled incorrectly labeled the seafood that they sold. They said in some instances, consumers had no idea that the fish they were eating could pose health risks. For example, they said blue line tilefish was supposedly masqueraded as halibut and red snapper. Now, the FDA urges that pregnant women nursing mothers, and small children don't eat the tilefish because blue line tilefish have more mercury than halibut or red snapper. They said all but one of the 17 white tuna samples obtained from sushi restaurants turned out to be escalar, which is a fish that has some diarrhea-inducing properties. Apparently, escalar has been nicknamed the X-lax fish. They say mislabeled seafood, according to the FDA, can present a public health concern because many hazards are species-specific, not to mention allergic reactions as well. This is kind of ridiculous. They say New York's rate of seafood mislabeled was higher than Miami's, 31% below than Boston and Los Angeles. Apparently, this is happening in Boston and Los Angeles even more often than New York. They say what distinguishes New York's seafood marketplace from those of other American cities, Oceana tested was the presence of similar independent food stores, 40% selling the mislabeled fish. In contrast, only 12% of seafood bought at national grocery chains in New York are labeled incorrectly. They say Consumer Reports saw this that happened in 1992. They said seafood was sampled in New York, Chicago, San Jose, and a third of the seafood was mislabeled. It's interesting. So they have a little table of things of what you thought you were buying and what you actually got. So if you thought you were buying red snapper, you were getting tilapia, white bass, yellowtail snapper, ocean perch, jobfish, porgy, sea bream, or other types of red snapper or crimson snapper. If you thought you were getting white tuna, they found escalar. If you thought you were getting halibut, they thought you were getting the tilefish. Let's say you thought you were getting wild salmon or king salmon. They say rainbow trout or farmed Atlantic salmon was substituted instead in many of these cases. Pacific cod was farmed catfish. Grouper was Nile perch or bream. Lemon sole ended up being summer flounder or blackback flounder, Striped bass was white bass. You know, I have to admit, I've eaten some fish that, I would think I was getting a Chilean sea bass or some sort of striped sea bass, and it ended up being a little different. Now, I mean, with sea bass, you should be able to tell a little easier. You should be able to tell with snapper. But I remember eating at some restaurants going, okay, this, really? I didn't know it tastes like this. You know, so I don't eat a lot of fish, but when I do, I sure the heck remember. So I don't know how you would prevent against this. Again, when I was pregnant with my second one, I was extremely hungry for sushi. I was craving sushi like there was no tomorrow. And I know that's not healthy because of the mercury content. I was craving it. It didn't mean I ate it the whole time. But, I would probably say if you are pregnant, if you're a young child, if you could be vulnerable to excess mercury, or issues, I would then probably say, pass on it. Again, if you don't know what you're getting, unless you're actually purchasing it from, you know, the grocery store and you know the fish. See, with salmon, it's hard to tell. To me, a pink piece of meat looks like a pink piece of meat. I can't tell. So, all right, 1-877-DALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Another study comes out saying playing violent video games just 20 minutes a day can encourage aggressive behavior. They looked at university students who were asked to play a violent video game or a driving game for 3 days. And those that did like shoot up games like Call of Duty were more likely to be hostile and react aggressively. Now, compared to a racing game didn't seem to increase aggressive behavior, but the violent video game did. Now, previous studies have shown that a single violent gaming session can increase short-term aggression. What makes this study different is it's the first time showing long-term aggression. Lead author Professor Brad Bushman of Ohio State University compares the effect of smoking. They say it's important to know the long-term casual effects of violent video games because so many people regularly play these games. Yeah, I could see that. I know when my kids were playing video games when they weren't supposed to because I see the way they act with each other. That makes perfect sense to me. But I also think computers give you this little reactive depression. I talked about that. Many of you who are on the computer all, for hours, then you're grumpy, you're bitter, you're mean. There's something that I think the pixels or the lights do to you. And it just kind of makes you edgy. I don't like my husband after he's been playing video games. He's grumpy. I don't like the way my kids act. You know, I try to say limit the video games and I try to yell at them. And, you know, I usually go to bed before all of them do, which is something I really need to rectify because nobody listens to me in the house. Even the cats, they don't listen to me. Nobody listens to me. Well, there is one girl kitty cat and she's my best friend, but the rest are all male and they really couldn't give a heart and doot. All right. So, So even though they say playing video games could be compared to smoking cigarettes. A single cigarette won't cause lung cancer, but smoking over weeks or months increases the risk. Actually, they have found that one single cigarette can. They have found that one single cigarette could cause lung cancer. They can. All right. It's rare. It's very rare, but it can. All right. So the violent video games that were studied, and this is published in the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology, were condemned to Call of Duty 4, The Club. The nonviolent group was S3K Superbike, Dirt 2, and Pure. Pure, what the hell game is that? Bunch of virgins running around? I don't get it. After playing each game, the students were given the beginning of a story and then asked to list 20 things the main character will do or say as the story unfolds. In one story, the driver crashes into the back of the protagonist's car, causing damage. The researchers counted how many times students would say, all right, well, after that, someone's going to come out of the car and kick your butt or whatever. Remember, what's happening with these video games is their reality is changing. Okay, you watch something like somebody getting shot or somebody beating somebody up after a car wreck, you eventually start to think that that's normal behavior. You know, kids mimic their parents. Kids, you know, they do. I mean, if dad gets violent with mom, a lot of times these kids get violent with their wives. They get this behavior thinking that's what you're supposed to do. We've seen studies and studies on that. So if you're playing a game or, you know, crash happens and rather than in the game, oh, let's exchange driver's license and insurance cards. No, that's not an exciting game. An exciting game is somebody getting out of the car and starting to hammer the guy behind him. Well, kids eventually start to think that that's normal behavior. So pretty scary stuff. We really need to do something with aggression. I think we have a lot leading up to childhood, teenage aggression. You know, first again, you have the video games, you have the hours upon hours being on the computer, lack of social skills, etc. Number two is you have the obesity issue. All right. And when you're obese, you don't seem to be happy with yourself. You also have a lot more hormones circulating. Then three, you got the diet. You know, we've known that people that eat vegetables and eat healthy diets, they're happier people. But when you eat crap and simple sugars, you get a withdrawal or a down. And a study actually came out this week talking about how people withdraw from sugar. It's like a drug. And so when you have people withdrawing from simple sugars, this is something that, you know, you lead all these up to it, you're getting some grumpy people. Maybe that's why so many people are on antidepressants. Maybe that's why so many people are doing drugs or we need to legalize pot so people can cope. We're just not coping like we used to. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Everybody, Dr. Dolly here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner.
So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
Rising food prices, extreme weather, political and economic uncertainty. The one lesson learned by those who lived through Hurricane Katrina: if you're counting on your government to show up and take care of you in the event of a major disaster, you just might have to wait a long, long time. Will your family be ready in the event of an unexpected disaster or disruption? The best step towards preparedness is a quality storable food supply from Dry Harvest Foods. Dry Harvest offers healthy, high-quality storable food that you can depend on. Our food packages contain real meat, real butter, real cheese, with none of those cheap ingredients like soy protein substitutes. Dry Harvest has the highest calorie count per dollar in the industry, so you can feel confident and ready in these uncertain times. Some people worry, others prepare. Call Dry Harvest Foods at 406-587-4181 or visit callnow.org. That's Dry Harvest Foods, 406-587-4181, and visit callnow.org.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. So blue.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and you can follow us on the Dr. Dolly Show on Facebook. Next time you're on Facebook fiddling around, go up to the search, type in the Dr. Dolly Show, easiest way to find us. Also, we have, in addition to the Android app, we have an iPhone app. It's free. You can download the Dr. Dolly Show and listen to the show anytime you like. We are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, and Saturdays, 10 a.m. Pacific time. So if you ever, you know, want to call in, call in, even if we're not live, because we could still, you know, answer your call live the next day on air. You could also email us, for those of you a little shy, at drdahlia.com. Go to my website, and you could send us an email under contact form. It is private, but you could use an anonymous name. I don't mind. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget, we also have the Dr. Dahlia Cruise coming up this June. Great stocking stuffer for you to put a note in there telling your spouse that you booked us a cruise. Well, if my husband did that without, you know, running it by me, I'd probably have a fit. So run it by them if you have to. But if you think it would be a nice surprise, why not go for it? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So, you know, in the news, one of the big stories, you know, despite fiscal cliff and the horrible tragedy in Oregon, is the storage wars scoop that we've been seeing. Dave Hester, for those of you that don't watch Storage Wars, let me just give you a quick recap. People who have secondhand stores or like to refurbish things and sell them, you could bid on storage units that apparently are defunct in terms of somebody paying their bills. And so what the storage unit does is they hire an auctioneer. Auctioneer gets a percentage. The storage unit obviously makes money, and people will bid. So in this show, I think there's also Texas Storage Wars, et cetera. So in the show, somebody opens up, unlocks the storage unit, lifts it up, and people get to walk by, take a look. They don't get to go inside. They just get to take a look from the outside, and then they get to bid. And then whoever wins gets to go in. We get to see what type of items are inside. Sometimes some things are pretty cool. Sometimes there's things that are valuable, and sometimes it's a dud. And this is a reality TV show that is probably one of A&E's most popular shows. It's called Storage Wars, and they made a spinoff, The Texas Storage Wars. And I've watched it. I've liked it a lot. One of the characters, Dave Hester, however, is not a fan. He actually is suing the show and claiming that the show is fake. Apparently, the show is currently airing fourth season episodes. And Dave Hester says he got fired because he was complaining about the show's legitimacy to network and production executives. He claims that's why he got fired. So now he's turning around and suing A&E, or suing the show, Storage Wars. Apparently, it's a multi-million dollar lawsuit filed by Los Angeles attorney Marty Singer in California. Dave Hester, he's the one that goes up. You know, he's kind of the shorter guy, brunette, that always has the big moving vans. Anyway, so he says that Storage Wars is rigged and has been engaging in illegal activity and deceiving the public. He says the truth is that defendants regularly salt or plant the storage lockers that are subject to the auctions portrayed in the series, and is planted with valuable or unusual items to create drama and suspense for the show. In the suit, he's charged producers stage entire units. The show pays for storage lockers for weaker cast members. The series gets items from businesses advertised on Storage Wars and then places them in the units, and the series plants items in the lockers post-appraisal. Now, he also claims that Storage Wars paid for a female cast member to undergo plastic surgery in order to hype up her sex appeal. There were scripted interviews with cast members and fake scenes of bidding. I don't know which female cast member. I mean, there's only one woman, I think, on there. I didn't know if she had plastic surgery. According to the website, he is now seeking millions for breach of contract, wrongful termination, and violation of public policy, in addition to three other counts. Now, the reason why we find this interesting is because, we don't want to think that reality TV is fake. Okay. The big endearing component of reality TV is we're watching real things happen in real time. That's what makes it so exciting. We've had enough, television that's fake. I mean, we still watch it on the network televisions, but reality TV has just boomed. And, yes, this could be plausible. I mean, or this could be a case of sour grapes. But no, I don't think all reality TV is fake. Do I think there are scripted moments, you know, in some of these shows? Like, for example, Gold Rush, I think, is real. I mean, you got the excavators, you got people sweating, you got people trying to find the gold. You know, I sincerely doubt they would, you know, do any planting of gold, etc. It looks real to me. But remember, reality TV cannot be a surveillance camera. So you can't just sit there and show a camera on a pit like the Glory Hole right at Porcupine Creek. You can't just sit there and have a surveillance camera. You need some editing. You want some discussion. And when you have people working and sweating, the cameraman or the producer may actually ask the person, look, can you comment on this? Can you comment on that? Okay? Now, to me, that's not fake. That's not fake. I mean, remember, they have to do a television show. Nobody wants to see a surveillance camera. And I want them to make these interesting. I want to get my information as bulleted or as quickly as possible. Gold Rush is an hour show. Storage Wars is a half-hour show. You know, one of the reasons why I love Pawn Stars so much is you get so much history in one show. Whether it's the sports memorabilia, the antiques, etc. And I like it. It's boom, boom, boom. Plus, I like the characters. You know, you have the characters, you have a little bit of a storyline. It's nice. It's great. It's not a surveillance camera, but it's not fake. I mean, these are people that have antiques. And then you have specialists come in that they have their job. These are real people who run museums or, you know, run businesses that, I mean, they don't want to, you know, put their reputation on the line. They're going to tell you if it's a fake or not. If it's a fake, they'll say if it's a fake. If it's not, it's not. You know, very real type stuff. So I think for the most part, I think reality TV is okay. I think the Dr. Dahlia show is okay. I think the Dr. Dahlia show is not fake, honestly. I mean, I am a real doctor. If the calls aren't live, I tell you they're not live. I tell you they're calls on our answer line. You know, so I think most of what you're getting, you're seeing. But where this gets tricky with Storage Wars is their whole premise of being reality TV are these by chance findings in these storage units. Like I said earlier, you know, when I first started watching the show, because my husband had A&E on, I'm like, wow, that show's kind of cool. I'm like, well, wait a second. Why would somebody leave a painting or AV equipment or money in a storage unit? You would think they would take that stuff with them to the next apartment or house. Why would they leave it? Or if there was anything valuable, don't you think they'd empty out whatever was valuable before they skated on the bill? Right? And my husband's like, no, this does happen a lot. You know, what if somebody else packed up the locker and not them? You know, what if they moved? What if something happened to them? You don't know. And so it was plausible, but I needed him to make it plausible for me to believe it or watch it. Because, again, I want to believe what I'm watching. Now, what happened here? Dave gets fired. Is this sour grapes? Is he making this stuff up? You know, or is it true? Were these storage units kind of blah? And was it just old clothes and underwear? And did they have to spice it up by putting some things in there? And then does it matter? Is the show entertaining enough where you really don't care? Or do we watch reality TV for the realness of it? That if this was true, we couldn't watch it again? It's, you know, like I said, we watch reality TV to escape our own reality. I mean, you know, we want to see people make a big by opening up a locker, finding something valuable and selling it. To us, that takes us away from our usual day that's, you know, boring. So, I mean, my days are boring, but in general. So, interesting stuff. We'll see what happens. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DIE-DOLLY.
Christmas Carol by candlelight. Please come on for Christmas.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Weight, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Headlines from today. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, I thank you all so much for choosing to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. I know many of you have so many options out there. You know, just like now, don't we have so much on television? I can't tell you how many of you write me or call and say, Dahlia, don't forget to watch this show. Don't forget to watch this one. You know, I've been dying to watch Amish Mafia. Dying to watch that one. I guess it already started. I mean, is it just me or is there too much on television that you don't even have time to watch it all? I mean, I'm glad. I just think we're really being over inundated. Because again, once the reality show craze started to boom, everybody wants to do a show. You know, I mean, I could probably even do a show out of my own clinic. I don't know if I would. I don't know if my patients would want it or whatever. But, I mean, you know, there's always ideas for a reality TV show. But, again, it takes the perfect concoction, the perfect recipe to make those things work. But anyway, just like with a radio show, you know, I mean, I'm only as good as my crew. We got Genesis Communications, we got Don, we got everybody in the back working on what they're doing. It makes the show what it is. And of course, it's only as good as the listeners. If listeners weren't listening to the show, I wouldn't be where I am today. So thank you all. All right, so vision problems are on the rise in Americans 20 years and older. Apparently, vision problems, these are more than just refractory issues with you needing glasses or needing LASIK. These are like macular degeneration, glaucoma, retinopathy, and it's because more and more people are having diabetes or prediabetes. And I mean, we're talking about 20-year-olds on up. They say among non-Hispanic whites aged 20 to 39, non-refractive visual impairments soared by 40%. Climbing from 0.5% during the 1999-2002 period to 0.7 from the 2005-2008 period. They say there are 230 million people aged 20 or older in the United States, with possibly now 700,000 individuals with non-refractive visual impairment over a relative short period of time. Why are we having eye problems in these young people? Now, in addition to diabetes and pre-diabetes, I'm going to blame computers. I think we're on our computers and our smartphones way too much now. I mean, in the last few years, Facebook and Twitter have boomed. And I think rather than us going to the computers to just look things up or to check our mail, now we're playing, you know, we were playing video games on the computer prior to that. But I think more of us, see, I wasn't a video game player. I never had time to play video games on the computer like my husband did, so I didn't. But you bet your butt, I'm on Facebook, I'm loading articles, I'm tweeting, so I'm on the computer a lot more than I used to be. So I think that could be an issue too. But, you know, we still have that growing problem of obesity. We still have more people, having retinopathy and diabetes and high blood pressure, etc. So I wouldn't be surprised. When should you start getting your eyes checked? If you ever think there's a problem, do it. If you ever think there's a problem, I would say just go. Get your eyes checked. But I've been urging people 40 and up to start getting checked. Okay? We just don't want to mess around. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. This just in. Hair straightening products are dangerous. They say the FDA should do more to protect people from the health risk of straightening products. Apparently, Democrats Ed Markey, Jan Schakowsky, and Earl Blumenauer sent a letter to the FDA expressing concerns over the products, which include the Brazilian blowout. Now, don't mix that up with the Brazilian wax. The Brazilian wax is a different part of the body. They say these products use unsafe levels of formaldehyde, which is a known carcinogen. The FDA has received complaints that the products cause adverse reactions, like nervous system problems, headaches, respiratory tract problems, nausea, chest pain, etc. So the FDA sent a letter to GIB LLC, which makes Brazilian blowout, stating the products were adulterated and misbranded. The products contain high levels of formaldehyde. Now, what is formaldehyde? Remember when we had to dissect frogs in high school or in middle school? Junior high? Yeah. That smell, they were soaked in formaldehyde. And from what I understand, aspartame in your diet soda with heat turns to formaldehyde or formaldehyde-like product. So don't leave your sodas out in the heat. You know, I have my water bottle next to my laptop. The water's hot. Boy, does my laptop give off heat. All right. So anyway, for those of you that use hair straightening products, that's something to look at. My hair is curly. I just use a hair straightener. I have one of those cheese, and it's like a hair straightener, a flat iron, and I use that. I don't think it's damaging my hair, but I'm getting older. My hair's not like it used to be. It's starting to thin. It's not as colorful. It seems to be devoid of color in certain strands. Some of you may call it gray hair. I'm just going to call it, you know, colorly challenged, if I may. Cool story in the news this week where a 7-year-old Pennsylvania girl who was running out of treatment options for leukemia has achieved a complete response, I guess, which is phenomenal news, after she was using genetically altered HIV. doctors injected her with genetically altered HIV to help her leukocytes fight the cancer cells. And they convinced the parents that this was going to be safe by trying it out in a lab. They took the HIV cells that were genetically altered, put it in a petri dish with the leukemia cells. They found that it safely killed the leukemia cells and not other healthy cells. And it didn't look like in the petri dish HIV was acquired. So when the child first got this treatment, she did go into the ICU. She was having a reaction, but an immunological reaction, nothing that was HIV related. They were able to use immunomodulators, which I believe they used IVIG. This report is insane. They were able to block the kind of exaggerated immune response, but she's now feeling better and she looks amazing. So I just find it fascinating that, and the treatment's called CTL019. I find it fascinating that they could, you know, use something that, you know, would scare the hell out of anybody, any one of us, and be able to, you know, masterfully, you know, help somebody fight leukemia. We'll see what happens long term. Remember, this is nothing new. I mean, remember the 1800s when they were trying to vaccinate people with smallpox and people were like, say what? Right? And then, you know, penicillin mold, you know, that scared people back then. So why not use HIV? Take something that's bad. See, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. When there's bad, there's usually something good you could take from it. All right? I don't know what, I couldn't think of all the examples. You know, I still haven't figured out what good came out of the Holocaust. But, I mean, we have HIV. It's a very nasty virus, pretty scary stuff. Then use it to our advantage, all right? Try to focus the negative energy. It's like, you know how in Superman somebody was, you know, firing a laser and then he took the mirror and it fired back on the bad guy? It's that kind of thing. All right, what's this? 44-year-old man pretended to be a medic on Craigslist. This is according to Daily Mail. So he could recruit women for invasive medical exams that he secretly videotaped. He is 44 years old, has videotaped his nude nieces as they used a bathroom in a beach house. The ex-wife or the estranged wife tipped off police. This is a real sicko. Apparently he recruited the women through Craigslist and flyers distributed through the community offering to pay $25 and $50 to be examined by medical students for research. But as part of the process, women would need to undergo a baseline internal exam first, which included digital probing and other personal acts. He said he lured more than 20 unsuspecting women. Come on, women, really? For $25, you'd fall for this? He lured 25 unsuspecting women to his beach house as part of a scam over 20 years. As part of the act, he allegedly bought medical devices, latex gloves, lubrication jelly. This guy's a sicko. Be careful. Don't go to a medical person on Craigslist, for crying out loud. All right, guys, have a great rest of the day. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, cold, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.